Maryland's news now
on the only station that matters,
WBAL.com.
2:21 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti, and you may have heard the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings has been charged. It happened a short time ago. Joining us to talk about it is CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, can you tell us where this took place and what the circumstances were?
It took place in his hospital room at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, which is on Brookline Avenue here in Boston. That's because, of course, Jokhar Tsarnaev is still recovering from the wounds that he suffered in the shootout with police last Friday night. Now, this is unusual, but it's not unheard of for the federal government to take this step, especially in a serious case where it wanted to get the legal process rolling. So a federal magistrate judge made the trip to the hospital room, and the criminal complaint was filed. Tsarnaev faces two counts, one, the most serious one of which is using and conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. That makes him eligible for the death penalty, but it remains to be seen whether Attorney General Eric Holder will pursue that. The other charge is a malicious destruction of property.
Now, what about an arraignment at this point?
Well, that's up in the air, of course. It all depends on when he is able to be arraigned. I don't think the federal government is going to be in a hurry to take that step because it's got the legal process rolling right now. But it could take place anywhere from the next a couple of weeks to a month, depending on when this young man is capable of making it into court.
Was the issue of his Miranda rights ever resolved?
As far as we know, the FBI has never wavered from its intention to not give him his Miranda rights before interrogating him. A special team, interrogation team, went into the hospital after being told all weekend that it was unlikely that he would be able to answer questions. Last night, of course, the FBI said that indeed he was answering questions in writing, and we've been told since then that he has been very cooperative. But as far as we know, he was never Mirandized, and that is going to be an issue for the ACLU, for one, which says that it disagrees with the government that an exception was warranted in this case.
Barry, the White House a short time ago came out with the fact that he will not be tried as an enemy combatant in a military tribunal. Can you explain that for us?
Well, basically, the government had that choice in this case. And there were some that speculated it might go down that road, especially since it wasn't going to give him his Miranda rights. But it's not a surprise either, because the Obama administration has been moving in this direction with accused terrorists who come from overseas. And so even though there was some speculation it might do this, especially for interrogation purposes, the Obama administration has been moving in the direction of putting accused of terrorism suspects into American courtrooms to be tried there.
Any more word on his condition? I'm assuming it's still serious but stable.
That's what we're told. We did learn in the complaint that he doesn't just have wounds to his neck and to his leg, but also he has a head wound and a hand wound as well, and he's recovering from those.
There was also some discussion a few days ago that it may have been a self-inflicted wound because the back of the neck wound was an exit wound. Anything more on that?
It's still not clear whether that's the case or not. Federal officials have not either not determined that or are not telling us just yet whether that is the case. The speculation was that it possibly was, especially after he realized he was surrounded by an army of police after they were moving in and checking on him. But he was also found in extremely weak condition. So I guess we have to sort out whether that's a result of the bleeding that apparently took place after the shootout or whether indeed he did try to kill himself. And that only exacerbated his condition.
All right, Barry, thanks for bringing us up to speed this afternoon.
Okay, John, take care.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato on Maryland's News Now.